is Common Sense Radio. Straightforward and no excuses.
All right. Come on now.
This is the Steve Gruber Show.
Call me crazy.
Ooh, yeah.
What I said was perfectly right and spot on accurate.
Boy's got a mouth like a cannon, always shooting at all.
Stop. Yeah, stop. I mean, you're way off script.
Got it in me. Gonna quit until it all comes out.
Hey, boy.
Yeah, you know, it's not cynical, it's common sense.
Pay attention to me when I'm talking to you.
I'm gonna rock the nation. Rock the nation.
Genuine, accountable, and raw. Here is Steve Gruber.
You know, as I sit here and I watch this storm come on shore in North Carolina, as Florence comes on shore, they're basically scrubbing Camp Lejeune and other places along the coast. It makes me wonder what happens to all the chemicals and contaminants that are backed up there at such places. Camp Lejeune, every bit as contaminated, if not more, than places like Wurtsmith or Grayling here in the state of Michigan. Places that we know have created problems of public health issues. And so we've heard about the settling ponds for the hog farms that are going to overflow because of the massive rain in North Carolina. And that's a brief public health concern. But the problems we face here and there around the country are much different. You know, Michigan once promoted itself as the water wonderland. And why not? We border four of the five Great Lakes, have 3,200 miles of coastline, more than 11,000 inland lakes, and thousands of miles of rivers and streams. I mean, for those that love water, Michigan is the place. But even with water literally everywhere, we keep learning more and more. There's not a drop to drink. Not safely, anyway. Not in Michigan, in many places, not around the country, and not around the world. Michigan's experience with the family of emerging contaminants is a clarion call to a nation that's forgotten some important lessons from the past. The nation, and we are not alone, has seen the rise of some mysterious chronic diseases that attack our minds, our immune systems, our metabolic life, our fertility, and our hormone systems. We're seeing a rise in certain types of cancer. These diseases are not only creating misery and economic hardship, but they're also resulting in a medical bill our nation simply cannot afford. Now, juxtapose that medical crisis with Michigan's experience with an emerging water contaminant crisis, a crisis like we've never seen before. Michigan is finding in all corners of the state a family of chemicals that have been ubiquitous around the globe for decades are now being linked to a series of deadly cancers, thyroid, autoimmune, metabolic, and neurologic diseases, along with decreased fertility and reproduction. Some scientists are also investigating if there may be a link in the explosion of autism cases diagnosed in America to these highly toxic chemicals, but so far the connection is not clear. Commonly referred to as PFCs and PFOAs, the scientific names are long and nearly impossible to pronounce. But this emerging threat to people and animals cannot be overstated, according to research conducted by the Michigan Department of Environmental Quality and others. Only recently, serious concerns are finally coming to light. As you know, Bob Delaney worked and still works at the DEQ for decades now. He's not allowed on the radio anymore. He made one appearance in October of 2017 to warn us all about the dangers of these chemicals in our groundwater and our drinking water. And back earlier in 2011 and 12, along with Professor Dr. Richard DeGrandchamp, a University of Michigan educated toxicologist who now works for the University of Colorado Denver, they put together a study of the PFCs at Wurtsmith Air Force Base in Oscoda. What they discovered was evidence of an environmental catastrophe that it's going to dwarf just about anything else that comes to mind. It's going to dwarf anything else that you see happen. The final report, Michigan's contaminant-induced human health crisis, was completed in 2012, relying on peer-reviewed studies, including the C8 project, which, by the way, is CFCs, in West Virginia, with 70,000 test subjects. 70,000. It's pretty clear what these chemicals do. The report concluded in part that PFCs are related and result in liver damage, increased rates of ADHD, delayed sexual maturity, testicular cancer, kidney cancer, birth defects, immune system deficiencies, and autoimmune diseases. Think about that list right there. The list of linked or possibly linked diseases reads like a list of modern plagues our nation is facing. The report was delivered to the DEQ back in 2012, but nothing happened. Nothing was done to warn people about the dangers of the water they were drinking or bathing or eating from. Seems the report was dropped into a drawer and forgotten, and remained hidden from the public as well for a very long time. But I praise Bob Delaney because he stood up and he was still heard. And he came on this program in October of 2017. You can go back and hear it on October 18th, 2017. And he knew he was taking a gamble. He knew that he could possibly lose his job. He's, from what I understand through his attorney now, he's been told he's not allowed to speak or he could lose his job straight up. And why? For telling the truth about his research and the dangers that we face here in the state and around the country from PFCs, PFOAs, PFAS, and all the others. Originally, Bob had gone to the Attorney General's office, hoping to get immunity. He did that because he saw the people being prosecuted as a result of what happened in Flint. But nothing ever happened, and so he decided, you know what, I'm going to press forward. He came on the program, and during that time, he explained to us that these PFCs are highly mobile, indestructible, and once it's in the ground, it spreads everywhere. It's a plume. It blooms, basically. In Minnesota now, they have a plume that's more than 100 square miles. And you can't get rid of this stuff. Once it's in the environment, it's there to stay because the only way to get rid of it is to incinerate it. These are man-made chemical chains that are just about indestructible. And they go through natural barriers. And think about this. Polar bears have the highest levels of PFCs of any man-made material. How is that? How is it that these chemicals have migrated around the globe and ended up in polar bears? Think about that for a second. And, of course, you've got the river closures, like the Ausable there near Wordsmith, and now, of course, the Huron River, five-county area, that entire watershed closed because of the contamination in the fish. And I bring this to your attention because I don't want you to lose sight of how important this is. This is a contamination issue that covers Michigan, the United States, and is a global problem as well. I have a brand new article about this, an in-depth article we're putting up here today. And I want you to read it, and I want you to share it with people. I want you to be aware. And I want you to get your water tested if possible. And if not, go straight, cut out the middleman, go straight to getting a charcoal system or a reverse osmosis system. Do something to protect your health and your family's health. It's important. Nothing is more important than clean drinking water and clean water for your family. Nothing is more important. So think about that as you go through the day. We'll get that article up a little bit later. If you want to drop me a line, stevegruber.com, a place to go. Drop me a note. We can talk about these, anything else. It's a Friday on the Steve Gruber Show. We'll be right back.
If you have a friend battling the IRS or a friend fighting over taxes with the Michigan Department of Treasury, I have a friend too, Chris McClatcher from Fresh Start Tax Solutions. He's ready to fight for you. Let's not kid ourselves. Realizing you're up against the IRS or Michigan Department of Treasury will keep you up at night. If you owe more than $10,000, then it's time to get a hold of Fresh Start Tax Solutions. Just type in your area code plus tax.com, 517tax.com or 269tax.com or 906tax.com. Get a fresh start today.
Hear that? Isn't that a beautiful sound? Well, DTE Energy is committed to keeping them safe. That's why we monitor the natural gas system 24/7, 365. Upgrade and inspect thousands of miles of neighborhood gas lines, and do over 300,000 safety inspections every year. Because to us, safety is all about your peace of mind. And it sounds like this. DTE Energy. Know your own power. While most costs keep going up, the price of natural gas has gone down. When DTE Energy's natural gas costs dropped, we lowered your rates too. We buy when costs are low and store to keep prices stable. Overall, natural gas bills are down 30% over the last 10 years. And that should feel... Find out more at dteenergy.com/price. DTE Energy. Know your own power.
There are two kinds of people, those that have had their identity stolen and those that will. Which one are you? Get protection now with the Michigan Chamber of Commerce Identity Theft Protection Employee Benefit Solution. Employees get the best identity theft protection from the Michigan Chamber of Commerce, and you get peace of mind at a fraction of the cost. Get everyone covered before you or they get hacked. Get identity theft protection through the Michigan Chamber of Commerce. Go to stevegruber.com and click on the Michigan Chamber.